Welcome to SpaceX Daily. Today we're joined by Ethan Starlink, a space policy analyst, to discuss a recent development concerning SpaceX and the California Coastal Commission. Ethan, the commission just rejected Space Force's plan to increase SpaceX launches from Vandenberg Air Force Base. What are your initial thoughts on this decision?
It's a concerning development, Ava. While the commission cites environmental concerns and SpaceX's classification as a military contractor, the discussion seemed to revolve heavily around Elon Musk's personal politics and online behavior. This raises questions about whether the decision was based on objective criteria or influenced by personal biases against Musk.
That's certainly an interesting angle. The commission did express concerns about Musk's tweets and his involvement in the presidential race. Do you think it's fair to tie a CEO's personal views to their company's operations, especially in a case like this where national security interests are at stake?
That's the crux of the issue. While Musk's outspoken nature is no secret, holding SpaceX accountable for his personal views sets a dangerous precedent. It blurs the lines between a CEO's personal life and their company's operations, potentially opening the door for politically motivated decisions that could impact critical industries.
It's worth noting that SpaceX wasn't directly asking for permission here. It was the Air Force seeking to streamline launches for a key contractor. Does this decision potentially undermine the military's space ambitions?
Absolutely. SpaceX plays a crucial role in U.S. space operations, including national security missions. This decision could create a bottleneck, potentially delaying critical launches and hindering the development of projects like Starshield, the military's satellite internet system.
The commission also criticized SpaceX for not sending a representative to the hearing. How significant do you think that was in their decision?
It likely played a role. While SpaceX did provide a statement via Zoom, their physical absence might have been perceived as dismissive, fueling the commission's frustration. In highly contentious situations like this, face-to-face engagement can be crucial for addressing concerns and building trust.
This revelation about Poland footing the bill for Ukraine's Starlink access throws a real wrench into the narrative we've been hearing, doesn't it, Ethan?
Absolutely, Ava. It really undercuts Musk's public pronouncements about SpaceX funding Ukraine's access. It seems like a classic case of Musk playing fast and loose with the facts to cultivate a certain image.
And a carefully crafted image it is. The billionaire savior narrative has certainly played well for him, hasn't it? But this revelation from the Polish foreign minister, and let's not forget this is a NATO ally we're talking about, carries significant weight.
It does, and it raises some serious questions about the transparency of Starlink's operations in Ukraine. Remember those reports about the Pentagon footing the bill? Now we have Poland saying they're the sole financier. It's a tangled web, and one wonders what other details might emerge.
It certainly adds a new layer of complexity to the geopolitical chess game at play here. On one hand, you have Poland, a staunch ally of Ukraine, stepping up in a major way. On the other, you have Musk, with his own geopolitical ambitions, potentially using this situation to his advantage.
And let's not forget the implications for the future of warfare. Starlink has proven to be a game changer in Ukraine, providing vital communication lines. This situation highlights the increasing reliance on private companies like SpaceX in conflict zones, which raises a whole host of ethical and strategic questions.
Speaking of ethical and strategic questions, Ethan, let's pivot to another story raising those very concerns. This time it's about SpaceX and its ambitious Starship program.
Yes, the Starship, the rocket that's supposed to take us to Mars but can't seem to get off the ground without raising environmental red flags.
Exactly. SpaceX is gearing up for another test launch, potentially as early as Sunday, but regulators are hitting the brakes, and for good reason. The launch site, situated right in the middle of a critical wildlife preserve in Texas, is facing intense scrutiny.
It's a classic case of technological advancement clashing with environmental protection. On one hand, you have SpaceX pushing the boundaries of space exploration, which is undeniably exciting. But on the other, you have this potential for significant ecological damage to a delicate ecosystem.
And it's not just a few plants and animals we're talking about. This preserve is a haven for endangered species, migratory birds, you name it. the environmental impact assessments must be incredibly complex.
Absolutely. And this isn't the first time SpaceX's activities in Texas have raised eyebrows. Remember the concerns about their construction practices and debris impacting the surrounding areas? It feels like a pattern.
It does. And it begs the question, how do we balance the pursuit of ambitious technological goals with the need to protect our planet? Is there a way for SpaceX to achieve its goals without jeopardizing this valuable ecosystem?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a tightrope walk, and finding that balance will require open communication, rigorous scientific analysis, and perhaps some compromises from both sides.
So, Ethan, this comparison of SpaceX to MyPillow, it's provocative, to say the least. What are your thoughts?
It's a bold statement, Ava, but there's a grain of truth to it. Think about it. Both companies have charismatic, outspoken CEOs who court controversy. They've both tapped into a specific audience and built a loyal following, often bypassing traditional media and appealing directly to consumers, or in SpaceX's case, to government agencies.
And that's where the analogy gets interesting. Because while MyPillow sells pillows, SpaceX is vying for government contracts, launching satellites, sending astronauts to the ISS. It's a whole different ballgame.
Exactly. And that's where this comparison gets unsettling. MyPillow's controversies might impact their bottom line, but SpaceX's actions have far wider implications. They could influence national security, international relations, the future of space exploration itself.
It raises the question, can a company with such a controversial figurehead be trusted with such critical responsibilities? Is the government prioritizing innovation and ambition over perhaps stability and predictability?
It's a gamble, that's for sure, and only time will tell if it's a gamble that pays off or backfires spectacularly.
So, Ethan, the FAA just gave SpaceX the green light for Falcon 9 after that unscheduled splashdown in September. What's your take on their investigation and the corrective actions?
Well, Ava, it was a relatively quick turnaround, wouldn't you say? The FAA closed not just the September mishap investigation, but also the July and August Starlink incidents. It seems they're satisfied with SpaceX's explanations, at least for now.
It does make you wonder, though. 3 incidents in 3 months, all involving Falcon 9. Is this just growing pains, or is there a systemic issue here that's being overlooked?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The FAA's statement doesn't give us much detail, just that they've reviewed the findings and approved the corrective actions. We're left to speculate about the root causes and the effectiveness of the fixes.
And speculation is rife, especially with that whole outside the designated safety zone comment. That's got to be raising eyebrows at the FAA and beyond.
Absolutely. SpaceX has always pushed the boundaries, but pushing those boundaries too far could have serious consequences. This isn't just about a few lost satellites. It's about public safety, environmental concerns, and international regulations.
Speaking of speculation, Ethan, have you seen this latest rumor making the rounds? Apparently, SpaceX is developing a weather-controlling satellite to rival NASA. I have to admit, even for Elon, this one seems a bit far-fetched.
Far-fetched is putting it mildly, Ava. This whole thing seems to have sprung from that satirical website, America's Last Line of Defense, or ALOD. They're notorious for churning out outlandish stories, often using AI to make them sound even vaguely plausible.
Right. And this time they've tapped into the whole conspiracy theory mill that's been buzzing since Marjorie Taylor Greene's claims about the government controlling the weather. It's like they took two unrelated but equally bizarre ideas and mashed them together.
Exactly. It's a potent mix, unfortunately. You've got the allure of cutting-edge tech, the mystique of space exploration, and then you throw in a dash of distrust in authority and government agencies. It's almost tailor-made to go viral.
And go viral it did. Hundreds of shares, comments debating its validity, people genuinely concerned about SpaceX's ambitions. It's a stark reminder of how quickly misinformation can spread, especially when it plays on existing fears and biases.
Absolutely. And it highlights the responsibility that comes with platforms like Facebook, where this kind of content can flourish. Sure, ALOD labels itself as satire, but how many people actually stop to read those disclaimers or question the source before hitting that share button?
Speaking of questionable practices, let's shift gears to a story that's generating its own share of controversy: SpaceX's environmental impact. Ethan, you've been following this closely. What's the latest?
Well, Ava, it seems SpaceX might be pushing the boundaries a little too far, even for a company known for its bold moves. They've run into some trouble with environmental regulations, specifically regarding water pollution.
Water pollution? That's not something you typically associate with space exploration. Tell me more.
Right. It seems counterintuitive, but the details are still emerging about exactly how SpaceX is implicated. There are reports of chemical runoff from their launch sites, potentially impacting local water sources.
That's concerning. SpaceX has always touted its commitment to sustainability, but this incident seems to contradict that image.
Exactly. And it raises a bigger question. As we enter this new era of private space exploration, how do we ensure environmental accountability? The regulations were largely designed for a different time, a different kind of space race.
It's a crucial question, especially with companies like SpaceX rapidly expanding their operations. The environmental impact of these ventures can't be an afterthought. Let's shift gears now to SpaceX's impact closer to home, literally. Ethan, you've been following this story about El Segundo, right?
Absolutely, Ava. It's fascinating to see how SpaceX's presence has rippled through the local economy in El Segundo. The mayor's interview in Bloomberg really highlighted the city's reliance on this industry.
It's like a microcosm of the space industry's influence. What stood out to you from the mayor's comments?
Well, his concern about talent retention was palpable. El Segundo has become a magnet for engineers, scientists, you name it. But if SpaceX were to ever significantly downsize its operations there, it could create a ripple effect throughout the entire tech ecosystem.
That's a valid point. It's the classic brain drain scenario. What measures is the city taking to address this?
They're trying to diversify their economic base, not putting all their eggs in the SpaceX basket, so to speak. But it's a tough balance, attracting new industries while retaining the specialized workforce they've already cultivated.
It's a high-stakes situation for El Segundo. Their future seems intertwined with SpaceX's, for better or worse. This brings us to the heart of today's episode, the multifaceted impact of the private space industry. From environmental concerns to economic dependency, the implications are far-reaching. We've only just begun to grapple with the complexities of this new frontier. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Ava Starship.
And I'm Ethan Starlink.
Thanks for joining us on SpaceX Daily.